Hello and welcome to the D1 Softball Podcast. We are heading into week four of play. I'm your host, Tara Henry, joined by Rhiannon Podkey. Ree, how are you doing this week?
It's a little overwhelming still. I feel like every time we come off these weeks, there's just so much we can talk about because there's so much softball, and that's like a really awesome thing. I'm not complaining, but I always feel like Sunday night, I'm like I drank from a fire hose. Like, what happened? Did this happen like 3 weeks ago or just like 3 days ago? So it's great. We had so much good softball. We had, you know, fingers crossed, mostly good weather. So it was a weekend where we got a lot of good stuff, and it started early last week and it went all the way to through Monday. So we're taping this on a Wednesday, and we already had games last night, games today. So I'm just glad that these teams are getting a chance to play. It's been fun to watch, and we're seeing a lot of great performances.
Yeah, there's really, like we said, there's really no off days. There are games every day, and there's just been a lot. And, you know, I actually got to go out and watch some live games this weekend in Arizona, and I almost felt like I was missing so much because I didn't have my four box on my, you know, laptop and my TV. I mean, it's just amazing how many games are actually streaming, and we can just watch softball all day long. So yes, it's been a long haul, but I'm just so happy that we have softball on television streaming. And, you know, I was at ASU, we've got students getting some work in, and I just think that part is really, really cool as well.
Shout out to the stream team at Cronkite School, one of the great journalism schools. One of my favorite writers, Paola Balvin, she's in charge of that over there, the sports part. So they did a great job, the stream team. They covered games that didn't even involve ASU, so props to them. What did you see? You got an up close seat for some really good games, some non-counting Pac-12 games, but what did you see out there in the desert?
I got to watch that UCLA-Oregon game. You know, Brianna Yanez, she was just on fire, and just the pitch calling, she was hitting her spots, she was competing, and she really did a great job against that UCLA offense. And then on the flip side, Megan Faremo, you know, she's so talented and she throws so hard. So if you get a hold of one, that thing's going out. And, you know, I think she didn't have her best game, but she didn't have, you know, she was still hitting her spots. And Oregon just did a nice job of manufacturing runs, and got to see Alyssa Brito. She was our preseason freshman of the year in the pack. So she was impressive. And then I got to watch the Arizona State Iowa State game. I was excited to watch Iowa State. First time I've got to see them in person. You know, Sammy Williams, she's just so impressive. She was 3 for 3, and she's got
shameless plug. She's a podcast guest this week. You got to mention that. Stay tuned.
She'll be on later. and then Arizona State, they just hack. I mean,
They have hack bars. What do you expect?
The hack bars. They hit the ball. They're aggressive and fun to watch, just a fun team to watch. And then Royalty in the circle, she was just, you know, she was actually throwing, I think, one or two pitches and still keeping the Oklahoma offense at bay. And she's got this really great rise. It's just, it has a late break, and again, just a competitor in the circle, and fun to watch her against what is now the number one team in the country, in the Oklahoma Sooners. And just had the best time. And asterisk, it was really, really cold in the stands. I know that people on that live stream were just kind of giving them some smack, but it is probably a 40 degree difference from being in the sun to in the stands.
We'll believe you. us in places that are in like the teens. But your blood thins quickly when you're on the West Coast. No, it can get, I understand. It was but it was a little, I'm sure the people in the Midwest, like in some of those, were like we talked to Sammy Williams when she took a recruiting visit. She said it was, or like the first year, it was Arctic chill. It was negative 22. So there you go. So your 40s in the shade is not quite that level, but no, I agree. It can get it's that contrast when you're, you know, it's no matter who you are, it gets cold. So yeah, I was really glad they streamed all that because that gave some of us viewers, you know, a chance. We got it for free, and you're right, the pitching was great, the offenses were great. You know, I actually, Brooke Yanez, she's from my hometown, Ventura, California, shout out. So I covered her in high school, Buena High School. And she was very under recruited. She ended up going to UC Davis, which nothing against UC Davis, but I thought she could have been a Power Five pitcher. And she, you know, she eventually realized, yeah, I probably can do more. So I'm going to try to transfer. And she did. And she's just showing everyone what she's had. She's just a competitor. And she's fun to watch. And she's an athlete too, man. That girl could hit in high school too. She can hit. So if they ever want to hit her, she can, she hit some game winning home runs that I covered and when she was there. So
good. And she fills her position so well. I mean, I don't know if you saw, she fields her position so well. She's just another infielder. She's not your, prototypical pitcher. And that was another thing that I noticed, and that she gets off the mound so quickly and made every play that was, you know, coming at her against the Bruins.
Yeah. Well, when you were out there, there was the other tournament that we were excited about going in and lived up to the hype completely was the Tiger Invitational with LSU, Louisiana, and Oklahoma State. Some ridiculously good games. I mean, it was fun to watch those three. I mean, there's, you know, they took turns trading off games, doubleheaders, you know, back and forth, but really, really high quality stuff. Louisiana was a little bit limited. They've had some interesting suspensions for team-wide discipline there. So some players didn't play. Jerry Glasgow talked about that a lot yesterday too on the media call, how he wasn't expecting such a mature team to have those issues where he had to suspend players. They've had some injuries, like Rayne O'Neal's probably gone for the, looks like a long time, maybe the season. So, but they still put up a great fight. And it was just fun to watch. And of course, I mean, I'm just, my jaw dropped. So Leah Andrews, the LSU center fielder, she makes like once in a lifetime catches, like every single game. I mean, she like her athleticism, just the fact that she's like superwoman with those diving catches and suspended in air. It's really, it's nuts. I've never seen someone do that so many times in such a short, like it's like every game. It's crazy. I love it. I'm a stand for great outfield play, but, and even like yesterday, she hit an inside the park, her first career home run inside the park, which is not surprising. Last night they played Southern Miss. So she's just a ridiculous athlete. But it was a really great tournament. Those games were all really fun to watch.
Yeah. And she, it's not easy to do what she's doing. She just makes it look effortless. And she's literally flying through the air. The timing aspect, catching the ball, holding on to the ball. And then just making plays that you would dream of to make even once in your career. And
yeah, that family definitely needs to start an outfield school. The thing is, like it takes having their athleticism. You can't teach that, some of it. I mean, they're really good. They do everything, the technique right and everything, but that puts them over the edge is that ridiculous athleticism, which you could teach me outfield for 900 years and I wouldn't be able to do what Aaliyah Andrews or her sister does. It's just, it's crazy, but, it's fun. It was really fun stuff. And you know, it helps the sport. I mean, SportsCenter top 10, tons of softball plays on there. That only helps the game grow, gets more exposure. So, and the fact that people are streaming their games for enable the video to be out there should tell those schools to make sure you're streaming everything because it's great.
Yeah. And we've had our top 10 plays on D1 softball as well and pulled those together. So those are readily available on the site. Just head on over to d1softball.com to look at the top 10 plays of the week in softball. And we also released a new top 25 this week. We have Texas State and Clemson enter the top 25. Again, have a look on the site at the new top 25. And then Reed, did you notice anybody else that's kind of knocking on the door in that top 25 area?
There's a whole bunch of, I mean, like right on the fringe there, some teams, I want to see them play more games. We have some teams in there that really haven't even played any Power Five opponents. It's still like, I don't think we truly know everyone's status right now in terms of where, like, I think conference play is really going to shake out some, you know, pretenders and contenders. So yeah, there's just a whole bunch. We've had some fallout, you know, we've had like UCF's kind of been a little bit, which they play a big series. They have a chance. They play Arizona coming up. So I still think it's, you know, outside of those top 10, which are pretty solid, top five, we know, I mean, even with UCLA's loss, it's, I mean, I could see anyone like making a run or showing themselves against, because we've seen that some of that's built on, you know, like last year, some teams never went on the road, so they built good records. And we're seeing those same teams go on the road this year early and not being as successful. I mean, Mississippi State last year, it's great. They have good, great players, but it's different when life's on the road and you're playing different, you know, Power Five teams. That doesn't mean you're not a great team. It just means you're going to have a less, like, your record's not going to be as glossy. So I really think we're going to see as we get more data points, I think we're going to really get a more truer top 25, and not just based on, you know, tradition, history or anything, but based on actual results.
Yeah. I got my eye on Illinois and Maryland. They both had big weekends, but again, in that Big Ten, it's going to be difficult because obviously it is only conference play. So once they get into playing more games, we'll have a better idea of how that shakes out. And even though the Bruins lost, they came back and won and beat Oregon in the second game. I think, and mind you, this is without Rachel Garcia still. So they're still missing Rachel Garcia. And I still think they're, you know, 1-2 team. They've got quality hitters. And I think that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as well. With that said, Ree, who do we have on the podcast this week? Our players only segment. Can't wait to hear who will be joining.
Yeah, it's a really, I mean, I feel like we say this every week. It's a really, really like stacked lineup, but it is. I love it. I'm loving how excited, you know, these SIDs are to have their, you know, players on, which kudos to them because it takes a lot of scheduling on these parts. But we've got Alabama freshman Bailey Dowling, who we've obviously talked about a lot of times on this podcast, having a really strong start to her season. We've got, as we mentioned earlier, Iowa State senior Sammy Williams. I want to say Samantha, but we learned that Sammy already has a job lined up at Boeing. So, which is like, I said, you have a better job than, you know, than most like adult Americans already lined up. Like, you know, I think I was struggling to just like make a, you know, minimum wage when I first got out of college, and she's got a Boeing job lined up. And lastly, we have Tennessee junior pitcher Ashley Rogers, who was K's for days with Ashley Rogers. She had 17 strikeouts, and then she followed that up with 18 strikeouts in the next outing. So we had her on too. So those three were really, really fun to talk to. You'll hear it next. Just some really great stuff we got into. And I'm just really enjoying these players' insight because it's really cool, especially when they're just coming off weekends and they can kind of take you through what they were seeing and doing each time out.
All right. Well, with that said, we're going to take it away, Ree, and the players only segment of the D1 Softball Podcast.
Hello, I am Rhiannon Potke, and welcome to D1 Softball's players only segment of the podcast. The weekly episodes feature a rotating group of players from around the country to give you an inside look at all the action through their perspective. They take you on the field, in the dugout, and even in the classroom. Joining us today for episode 4 is Tennessee junior pitcher Ashley Rogers, Alabama freshman shortstop Bailey Dowling, and Iowa State senior infielder Sammy Williams. Rogers is coming off a very impressive stretch last week that included a 17 strikeout game against Illinois State, and then she followed up with career high 18 strikeouts a few days later against Central Michigan. On the season, she's 6-1 with a 0.52 ERA, 76 strikeouts, and 7 walks in 40 innings pitched. Dowling's been off to a strong start as a freshman in her young career. She's batting .282 with 3 doubles, 3 home runs, and 15 RBIs, while showcasing some very impressive defensive skills at shortstop. Williams is coming off a power show in Arizona this last weekend. She hit 5 home runs and had 10 RBIs in the tournament. She's batting .490 this season with 9 home runs, 21 runs scored, and 21 RBIs and 51 at-bats. As usual, a very impressive cast we have. So thank you all for joining us this week. Really appreciate it. All right. So we'll get right into the questions then. It's been about 3, you guys have all played 3 weeks. I know some of you had a little different. The first week had some challenges to reschedule, especially Ashley and Bailey kind of had to get some last minute games there. Let's start with you, Ashley. How's your team adjusted to being back on the field? How do you feel like the team's doing through, are you starting to get some bearings down through 3 weeks, getting a little cohesiveness back?
Yes, for sure. We're a really tight knit group as a, like in general, off the field and on the field. And I just think we have improved every single game, and that's all you can ask for, really. We are getting our lineup together, getting our defense and our pitching together, and I'm just really, really encouraged with what I see right now from all aspects of our game.
How about you, Bailey? You guys were one that kind of had to quickly reschedule on the fly there that first weekend with weather, but how do you feel like you being the first season, how has it been for you from a perspective of freshman and then the team collectively?
Honestly, it's just all about adjusting, especially with COVID and everything. And with us having to stay inside of our bubble, I feel like it's just brought us closer on and off the field. And I feel like that just shows whenever we play, we're super close and we all have each other's backs. And I think that's pretty awesome.
Sammy, how are the Cyclones doing now that you guys, you're used to bad weather up there? We were talking about, you know, you're not, you know, the weather's not a huge issue for you, but how is the team being coming off that nice weekend in Arizona?
Yeah, I mean, our first weekend we played here in Iowa in the indoor. So that was a little different. Like, I don't think I've played or like started a season at least in the indoor. But I think that was kind of a nice introduction for the freshmen to like have a short trip. And then we transitioned and got like, we're able to avoid, you know, the cold weather down Central America. And we were able to play in Florida and then in Arizona. And I think everyone as a team has done a good job of like adjusting to, you know, traveling in different time zones and adjusting to the heat as we're coming from the cold. But yeah, I think it's been good so far.
Stay with you, Sammy, on that, you know, you've always been obviously a really great player, great hitter, but you know, you're coming off a stretch where you're seeing the ball pretty well, it seemed like, this last weekend, and pitchers were obviously not really avoiding you too much. It seemed like they're pitching to you. Do you feel any different at the plate? Can you tell when you're about to go off on a stretch like that where you're feeling pretty good? Or is there, I mean, especially like you said, bouncing between different locations?
I wouldn't say I can like feel it coming, I guess. I'm just trying to see the ball well, you know, and get pitches that I can hit, try to lay off, you know, pitchers' pitches. And I know like they have a game plan coming up against me. So it's like trying to just focus on hitting balls that I know I can hit well.
Bailey, how about your adjustments to the college game? I mean, I know you have a great team around you, but there's still some, you know, still a jump up from travel ball in high school to college. How do you feel like it's been? I mean, what have been the biggest adjustments for you?
I would say in the fall, we weren't able to play anybody besides ourselves, and just facing our own pitchers who are completely dominating right now, I think definitely helps me the most and just helped prepare me for like SEC play and whoever else we play throughout the season, because it is a big difference. And I feel like that just mentally, like preparing for this has just helped a lot.
Did you notice from the first few games to this last recent stretch, and it'll probably increase in SEC, but teams kind of get more tape on you, get to know you a little bit better, pitch you a little differently? Has that been something that you've noticed after a few weeks?
Yeah, I also think that it's all just about finding like my rhythm and relaxing, because it's still pretty early and there's still a lot of things going on that are different than what I'm used to.
Yeah, it's great. Like you said, having that pitching staff to get some reps against, that definitely will prepare you. What makes them so good? I mean, you see it from practice and then you watch other batters just kind of shake their heads. What makes that staff such a good staff there at Alabama?
Whatever Steph does, I praise her. I don't know what they do over there, but it's a lot.
Speaking of good pitching, Ashley, you know, the strikeouts every time I looked, it was like, okay, another strikeout. Kind of like what I asked Sammy, can you feel when you're in a groove like that? Do you, as opposed to a batter now being the pitcher's perspective, do you know, like, can you tell when you're having a good strikeout day, or is it just something that just comes, or can you feel it at any point?
No, I would say just going out there and throwing my game, just having a competitive mindset, a bulldog mindset out there on the mound, is really going at hitters and just throwing my best pitches and just trusting my stuff rather than trying to place the ball, I think, is something that I've really focused on and worked on, and just strikeouts are just happen to be a result of it. It's not something that I go into the game focused on. I just focus on beating the hitters, winning the innings, winning the at-bats.
Do they tell you like, hey, you've got like 16 strikeouts, or do you not even have a clue till, you know, after the game you look at the box score?
I mean, I don't really like keep track. Sometimes I notice I'm like, hey, I'm striking out a lot of people, but like, I don't keep track of it during the game. I just go inning to inning, I guess. I don't know.
Now you're coming off where you had to miss all of last season with an injury. How much is there a different feeling this year? You've always been passionate about the sport, but do you feel like a kind of a different appreciation for being out there this season and getting some games in?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think I'm having a lot more fun this year. I just taking the game for what it is, enjoying the game that I fell in love with and decided to pursue. I just think having that perspective when you step on the field every single day, it could be your last game, you never know. So just stepping on the field with not taking that moment for granted and the blessing that I have to play here and play at this level is just something that I have really embraced this year, I think. And I think it's really translated into my performance and just my attitude every single day.
Now, Sammy, you know, Tennessee and Alabama have a pretty rich history of success and, you know, always premier programs. Iowa State's not quite up at that level, but you guys have been making some noise these last few years, had some good. Do you feel like you guys maybe fly under a little under the radar or kind of overlooked sometimes in the broad scheme of things being up there in Ames?
Sometimes, yeah. I think like sometimes you feel like everyone is against you, like in that sense, not necessarily like something we think about a lot, but I think sometimes in the past, if we've had a good weekend, it kind of gets overshadowed because we don't really have that history of like being an elite team. But I think this year it's been exciting as a team, obviously, to, you know, get a little recognition. And I think just a little confirmation that like we are becoming like a great program and like we're building in that sense. And, you know, we have a team that has so much depth this year. And so it's really great to kind of see that like what we know we can do happening.
Sammy, being that we talked to your Laguna Niguel, California native, there's a huge difference culturally, weather-wise, between Ames, Iowa. What got you to Iowa State? How did you get recruited there? Kind of how did you decide that was where you wanted to go?
Well, I played for the Corona Angels travel ball team growing up. And so, you know, we have Marty Tyson does a great job of like helping girls get recruited. And so, you know, I really had two schools that were really serious seeing me, and it was Iowa State and Fresno State, and got to visit both. And, you know, I just decided that Iowa State had more of that like feel of like community around the athletics. And, you know, I visited in October, so it was fall and all the leaves were changing. We have a really beautiful campus. So, you know, it just felt like an environment I could see myself in, and like that true like college experience and like college athletics, like big football team or big football stadium. You know, our football team has also really improved the past few years, so that's been exciting to see too. And you know, Iowa doesn't have any professional sports team, so it's really like the community really supports the college athletics. So it's really fun, you know, to just like talk to people in the community, and like, you know, people find out you're on the softball team or like an athlete, and they always want to ask you questions about it, and like, you know, then you see them at the game like 2 weeks later. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, you get the Hilton magic with basketball too. That place is electric. So Bailey, did you get, I know this, it's kind of a weird time to be, you know, with COVID and everything, but being at such a big football school, obviously national championship, did you get to experience any of that this season, or just to get a little taste for it at least, or previously, since you're, you know, not super far away, had you experienced it before?
Well, I've only been to one game so far, and that was on my official visit. We weren't able to go to any games this year. We actually just all would hang out at one of our teammates' houses and just watch the game together and make food. Everybody always brought something, and it was fun. But I mean, I wasn't really able to experience all of it totally yet.
Oh man, hopefully this coming season you can do that. That's one of the bummers of, you know, the pandemic for everyone, I think, is just a lot of the college experience has kind of been, I don't want to say robbed, but taken away, and hopefully just momentarily, because hopefully you can get it back soon. Bailey, being that, you know, did you grow up, I don't want to say idolizing, but like, you know, looking up to certain players or certain even college players that you really took a liking to when you were playing? You know, whether it be through, you know, youth league into travel ball in high school?
I grew up 15 minutes away from the University of Illinois. So we would always go and watch all their softball games, and we would actually travel. We followed them to ESPN Wide World Sports in Florida, and we even followed Alabama. And so Danielle Zimkwitz, who coaches at Wisconsin now, she's was my idol forever, still is, love her. And then Kelly Cervantes now, who played at the University of Illinois too, and Jessica Davis, just watching them like all 4 years, they were, we're all super close now too. They've all given me lessons in the past, and I think it's cool, like building those relationships with them throughout the years.
Yeah, big shout out too. They, you know, two wins over Michigan this last, you know, Illinois is on the map this weekend with those big wins down in Florida. So how about you, Ashley? Who was someone that maybe you looked up to coming up through your career here?
I actually always enjoyed like watching Pat Summitt, ironically enough. So I would like, I pursue basketball probably more so than softball up to like eighth grade year. I actually like wanted to play college basketball over softball. Thank God I didn't. But I always like wanted to play for Pat Summitt, even through like the horror stories that I've heard, like how hard she was. I always just wanted to play with her because they were so good and so dominant. And I just always looked up to her, and we have the weeklies have used a lot of her coaching methods, and obviously it's worked in the past. So definitely looked up to her, and just, I always enjoyed watching Monica pitch. I mean, how could you not, you know, just amazing to watch, just amazing to look up to. And it's so cool that I just kind of like meeting her records. That's really freaking cool. Like just something that still blows my mind, you know? So just watching all the Lady Ball softball alums and watching them play as I grew up, just a really cool experience, and especially to be where they were now is just a surreal experience for sure.
Yeah, which readers and listeners can go on our website, D1 Softball, we'll have an SEC notebook. I was kind of combing through, like, it's a blessing and a curse when you're a pitcher at Tennessee, because you could strike out 18 and still not even be close to the record, and like know that Monica's done it like 27 times before you or something. So you can numbers on our site. It's pretty impressive. How about you, Sammy? Who were some of the players that maybe inspired you when you were a kid, or even, you know, still inspire you?
That's a good question. I didn't really like follow a team specifically, I'd say, growing up, because, you know, there's so many California teams, and both my parents went to school in Wisconsin, so I didn't really have like a connection to any specific team. But you know, I joined the Corona Angels my eighth grade year, I think, and like you get to play up every once in a while, and you see those, all those girls who, you know, went to all these Power Five schools and like had such great careers there. So like, I think more of the connection came from like those girls and following, you know, them as they went through college and like seeing how well they've done and like representing that, you know, travel program.
Yeah. There's been a lot that come out of there. That's definitely that's for sure. Well, you know, just kind of being, I want to see, have you by any chance being Iowa State, have you heard the Ames song, Hooray for Ames? Have you been able
to? I have not.
Oh, you have to listen to it. I got to give credit to the College Football Podcast Yahoo guys. It's called Hooray for Ames, and it's like this, it's about the city, and it touts like their good water and everything, and it's very kind of Midwestern-y. It's hilarious. So I would suggest anyone Google Hooray for Ames, and you'll be laughing all day just how quirky that is. That's
completely tangent. I'll have to check it out. That is one thing, like, we always just drink out of the tap here. And then when we're traveling, we're like, oh, we can't really like drink out of the hotel water faucets anymore. So,
yeah, I never realized that, it, like, because they on that video, like on that, it's a song, and they're like, our water's the best around. And I'm like, really? That's pretty. I didn't know that. So civic pride there. So hooray for Ames. Listen for that song. We'll end with this, guys. I know you guys all got to go study, go to practice. I'd just love to know your aspirations beyond softball. Bailey, you're a little young, but maybe we'll start with you. I mean, maybe there's something you're thinking about. You still have quite a few time to study and figure out what you want to do. But what do you really think that you may want to do once softball ends?
Honestly, I really haven't thought about it that far. I just want to make a difference and like make my name known in a good way. I'm studying business, so something to do with that. Travel the world. I don't know. but I definitely do want to make a difference though.
That's a great place to start, whatever you do. How about you, Sammy?
Well, within softball, I mean, I'm hoping to play, you know, keep playing after this year for a little bit at least, but I have accepted a job in the LA area with Boeing as a software engineer. So I'll be doing that after softball's over with.
My goodness. Look at that's legit, Sammy. Good job for you. I don't think I think I was like praying to, I don't know, when I was a senior in college, I wasn't even Boeing. That's impressive. Good job.
Thank you.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. I would definitely think you've already got post softball figured out.
Sorry, I was just going to say, like, last year it was a whole different story. So, I mean, this extra year, I think, has kind of helped me, you know, continue interviewing places and figuring out the job lineup. But I know when season got canceled, it was such an easy decision for me to come back because I didn't have a job lined up yet.
Well, that's one positive from COVID. Thank goodness we have something to cheer about post-COVID. Ashley, I know you're leaning sort of the medical industry, right? What are your aspirations beyond softball?
So after I graduate, I want to go to medical school and be a medical doctor. Probably right as of right now, I'm looking to orthopedic surgery or specializing in musculoskeletal radiology. But just like Bailey said, I just want to make a difference. I want to use my abilities, and God's blessed me with the smarts, thankfully, and I work hard. I want to use the blessings God's given me to help better people's lives in a way that they probably couldn't do on their own. So I just want to use the blessings God's given me for a bigger purpose. So I definitely want to do something in the medical field. That's something that I'm really passionate about. Looking to orthopedics, like I said, or radiology, just something I've also been incredibly interested in within the past couple of years because of injuries and stuff like that. I've really been incredibly interested in that kind of area of it. But we'll see. I don't know. It's still long road ahead. But I know I want to go into medicine to help better people's lives for sure.
Gosh, you all are so inspiring. I love that. That's awesome. Okay, let's end with like a little bit of and it's gonna be a short answer because I know you got to go, but a little bit of levity here. Your walk-up music. And I know you hit occasionally, Ashley, so you still qualify even though you're a pitcher. You took in a few at-bats. I've seen you. And in high school, you used to drive it around. So we're going to you too. But Bailey, what's your walk-up music and why did you choose that song?
My walk-up song right now is Going Down For Real, but it's like a remix. It's actually on Fast and Furious 7 whenever they were like in a hotel. I don't know. I just like the beat.
That's a good reason. How about you, Sammy?
We get two songs. So this year I picked Touch the Sky, which is one I had in the past, and then Come In Hot. And they're just kind of songs that like I feel like get me pumped up before an at-bat.
All right, Ashley, I know you're a pitcher, but you're somewhat two-way. We can count you as a hitter. I've seen that stroke. So and if you don't have one, what would be your walk-up music?
Well, thank goodness I don't hit anymore. I kind of got booted from that after my last injuries. But we have pitcher walkout songs. So when we go out to the circle, they like play it, whatever. But mine is Sicko Mode by Travis Scott. And it starts at 3 minutes. And the only reason is because it says Astro right there. And that's my nickname is Astro because of Ashley Rogers kind of submission together and Astro. So that's literally the only reason why.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason for me.
Yep.
Everyone always thought that I should have like Fleetwood Mac's Rhiannon playing, but it's very like subdued. And I just could never like, I'm like, that would put me to sleep if I had to go up to that at bat. So all kudos to her, but it's just not it's not a great walk-up music. So, well, this has been really entertaining. You guys, it's just amazing what you guys are doing now in softball and then your goals for post-softball. We definitely would love to have you back on at some point during the season. I know, there'll be a lot of games left to do and you guys will all be in the hunt towards the end. So we appreciate you coming on the D1 softball players only segment of the podcast and we'll hopefully have you back anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you download, subscribe to the D1 softball podcast, anywhere you get your podcast, give us a rate and review, share it with your friends. So we can have more great players on like we had today. I appreciate your time.
It's great to hear insights from the players, hear what they're seeing across the country. and just incredibly impressed. I mean, I can't believe Sammy will be working at Boeing. I mean, just phenomenal.
Yeah, it's fun. I love, you know, learning about, I mean, they're just all of them just so well-spoken, and learning about some of the players that they, you know, kind of grew up idolizing and where they come from and how they got to these places. I like kind of the extra stuff that we ask them at the end. The walk-up music songs is always fun to ask players. And, you know, Ashley even has a walk-up pitching song. So even though she could hit in high, she could hit, but now with injury, she's not. Yeah, just really good stuff. I mean, those, and they're all really well-spoken, really just thoughtful players, and excited to have them on again. And I'm really impressed with Sammy on the field and in speaking to her, just even more immense respect for her and all she's, you know, doing down there at Iowa State. And she did confirm that the drinking water in Ames is very, very good, which I said on the podcast of the Players Only, if you haven't listened to the song Hooray for Ames, it's kind of a, like, almost like a, you know, with, they want, it's hails the city of Ames, like the tourism board created like a song, and all they talk about in the song is like just they're known for their great water. And she confirmed it. She said they have great water. Like they drink out of the tap in Ames. So if you want to listen, I suggest everyone Google Hooray for Ames and you'll be laughing for days because it's such a funny song. And yeah. I wish I could play it for you right now. I probably could. I could call it up and play it. But
yeah, maybe we could put this on the back end when I edit it. We'll get some Hooray for Ames in here during this segment.
I have to say, though, it's, you know, I got to give all credit to, I listened to the college football podcast, Yahoo's College Football Podcast, with Pat Forty, Dan Wetzel, and Pete Thamel. I'm a college football fan. So they introduced me to, because they're big on Iowa State football. And like, so I had to, once I had an Iowa State athlete on, I had to confirm that this is, the water is good. So that's, I don't want to not give credit where it's due. If you, that's a great podcast as well. If you're a college football fan. So yes, that was great. I love the players. They're fun to have on.
All right. And that's it for the D1 softball podcast. Make sure you head on over to d1softball.com. We've got the scores, standings. We've got every conference, and you can figure out who is playing when, where, what time, the only place you can get it on the internet. And schedules change, as we all know, hourly, and we've got you covered on the D1 softball.
And we've got the Big Sky now. Let's plug that. We do have the Big Sky.
Yeah, yeah. So we have the app as well. So go to Apple, go to the apps icon on your iPhone and download the D1 softball app. And Ree is right. We just added the Big Sky Conference. Sorry it wasn't in there, but we figured it out. We had technical difficulties, so it is now on there. So subscribe to the website. We still got promo 2021, 20% off an annual subscription. Check out our notebooks. We just released the SEC and the Big Ten notebooks will be up there. We've got the other Power Five conferences, as well as the Daily Dozen, the Daily 12 biggest plays of the day that we have for you every weekend. With that said, Ree, have a great week. And any final thoughts from you?
No, we got some good ones coming up, man. We have some good series these next few days, so make sure you're tuned in. We got some really good tournaments. We got some good Florida State rivalry action coming up. And we even have a non-conference with Alabama, Mississippi State starting tonight. So there's going to be a lot of good games on. So make sure you look at the app, find out which games are being played. And there's a good chance if you go to those team sites, they'll have a streaming link for you. So just go to the schedule on every team site you want to watch play. And if there is a TV option, all of the great SIDs there provide that. So make sure you look at our app, find out which games are on, and then go there and watch it. And then you can update the scores for the other games by looking at our app for the whole time.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's it for week 4. I can't believe it's been a month of the D1 softball podcast. We'll see you all.